the Strato Ensemble. Kind of like a cross between Pink Floyd, Pat Metheny, Brian Eno, and, we'll let them kind of describe it musically themselves. And we're back here on Alienator Music. I was finally able to get the band, most of them, in here. Where's Giuseppe? Is that his name?
Okay. Search for water.
Okay, okay. Go ahead, speak a little. Have to get a little closer there.
Okay,
That's an okay ethnic joke because you're the same ethnicity, so you can do that.
Yeah, we do joke all the time.
We joke about pasta all the time. Here he is.
Come on and crowd around the microphones here.
Yeah. Wait, enough pasta for the rest of us.
Yeah. Actually, you guys are going to have to kind of share that microphone there.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Do it West Hollywood style. They can't see anything that doesn't hurt them, right?
The Italian transfer.
Okay, introduce yourselves. Let everybody know who you are. Kind of, you know, when you speak, trying to...
We are the Strato Ensemble.
So far.
It took us long enough to come up with that name, and it looks like we're having a few more difficulties with it, so... but as far as I know, that's our name at the present, and that was our debut performance. So that might have been the debut performance of a band that never has that name again.
Yeah.
But we shall see.
Well, for now, we're okay with this name.
Yeah.
Just, you know, I have like little doubts, but I think, you know.
Yeah, I got a strange email about it this week from somebody who said there was already a Stratos Ensemble on Warner Brothers.
Well, that's their problem.
Yeah, exactly.
As a matter of fact, that's what I'm going to tell them.
You know what they say, any publicity is good publicity. So if you wind up in court with Judge Lance Ito or something like that, then make the Dancing Itos dance to your tune.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's supposed to be kind of semi...
Dancing Itos.
Yeah, kind of forgot all about those guys, you know? Yeah.
There's the name of a band.
Yeah, the Marsha Clark Band was not bad either.
So what do you think?
So anyway,
yeah, that's
anyway. Tell everybody who everybody is. Come on,
yeah, let's introduce
you guys over there who are kind of like sharing one microphone.
Okay,
that
on our far right, which you can't see.
Yeah,
go ahead and introduce yourself, Giuseppe.
Yeah,
this is
Giuseppe Patani.
Hi everybody. I hope you enjoy the music.
Okay, that was Giuseppe, and after we have here.
That was the bass player.
The bass player was Giuseppe.
That's right. This is Takeshi Nishimoto.
Hi, how you doing? This is Takeshi. Yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed it. So, so when's the next gig?
Yeah, good
That's
point.
That's my question.
Well, finish introducing
everybody first. You can tell this is really a work in the progress here.
So we introduced the bass and the guitar. You know, the bass is from Italy and the guitar from Japan.
Correct.
I'm Jaco from Italy too, and I play drums.
And I'm Dean
is the dean of the band.
Overmodulation.
Yeah, exactly. And he's the keyboard player, and you know.
And I'm the one ethnic bastard in the band.
Because
so everybody else here is pure. Origin. Except, well, I'm not pure either. Whatever that means.
I guess not.
Okay. So.
yes. So Jaco is the drummer.
Yeah.
Takeshi is the guitar player, and Giuseppe is the bass player.
Now, how did you
and
guys?
And I'm
all
just the player.
Get together.
How did you guys all meet up? You know?
Well, it's a long story.
It's a long story.
Were you in an airport somewhere? Everybody was.
There were airports involved with the story, as most stories.
Yeah, everything starts from, I guess, me.
I was gonna say.
I like your modesty. That's cool.
Let's blame it all on Catherine.
Yeah, I was just like.
We have a mutual friend.
Yeah.
That's what brought all the Italians and me, the half Italian, together.
Yeah, but before that, we used to jam together with other bands.
Yeah, with other bands, which we won't name at the moment. Jaco's been involved with. World famous pan flutist named Damien.
Yeah.
Takeshi, he plays with John Tejada. They do a project called I'm Not a Gun, has had two releases out so far.
Yeah.
And
that's right.
Can I hear him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're a little bit shy tonight, guys.
I am a bass player of Matahari.
Matahari, the band Matahari.
Oh, yeah.
LA. Band Matahari.
Yeah.
Now we're going to do something really fun. He's going to speak English. Giuseppe's going to speak Italian.
Well, we're broadcasting all around the world. You want to say hello to somebody, you know, and then back home. Go ahead, go for it, dude. I had a guy here speaking perfect German.
Not as much as I am, but here I go.
More shy or completely the opposite.
Yeah.
Well, Jaco, you represent us. Do it, man.
Okay.
You have anybody back home? You have anybody back home you want to say hello to? Because, well, I don't know. It's like
my mom, my brothers, my sister. Hello, everybody there.
Yeah.
You know, I think through the internet, I hope to, like, people are going to come.
Shout out to my brother, Crack Rabbit, as he's referred to.
Yeah, Crack Rabbit. Still that time he was stoned that he hit on Christine. That was pretty hilarious.
He kept shouting things over the air.
That's a story hilarious.
Yeah, it is.
We should sell spam email on that to everybody who's interested, you know. And we should just have the picture of the guy's bloodshot eyes. That would have been really classic to have. We're getting sidetracked here. But, you know, there is a purpose for all this rambling, I guess. This is the debut. I guess this is the first time you guys have ever played anywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, actually, kind of started, like, for, let's say, for, like, you know, just playing around, you know. It's, like, as a musician, it's, like, really difficult to find, like, people where you can just have, like, some sort of free natural jamming, you know.
Yeah,
just even as a like, you know, just doing different jobs and, like, you know, even as a hired gun, there is always something that doesn't work, you know. So this is, like, you know, it's the opposite exactly. Yeah,
natural.
This is totally the opposite. This is, I think, is one of the only combination I ever, you know, met in until now, that is just like, whatever, if we just get together, it can, you know, kind of sounds good, you know, from the first moment. And,
right.
And we can just, like, follow whatever we want to say on the instrument side, the music side. And
now, don't get us wrong. We're not foolish enough to think we're going to get paid millions for doing this. But it's definitely...
You may be sued for millions because of the name, but that's beside the
point. Yeah, exactly.
Or even the concept at this point.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's true. It's getting to that point now. Yeah. The concept of a lot of things you could be sued for, I suppose.
Sued for intellectual rights and an improvisational jazz band.
Shakespeare was right, I think.
Right.
We'll leave it at that. That's too controversial. But now you're going to be playing somewhere else live.
Yeah, we're hoping to get a gig at Highland Grounds, but we'll see.
Okay, so this is even more disorganized than I thought.
I know.
Well, the band names threw everything off at this point.
Yeah.
Probably should just call ourselves the Ensemble.
The Ensemble.
The official Ensemble.
Yeah, we kind of have, we are in love with the word official.
Originally, we went under the name The Q, and now I got all kinds of input on that one.
The Q? Yeah,
my little brother, who was like, "That's just too simple," and then, you know, another friend that was like, "It's genius. It's simple." You know, like, right? So it's simple.
Yeah.
So who knows? We might go back to that name.
Yeah, there's all sorts of, I don't know. I thought of all sorts of band names. I have a look at the rock library here.
Mm.
Some of the things you see.
Pink Matheny.
Pink Matheny would be cool. Yeah.
Pink Hendrix.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, we can brainstorm that, you know, instead of boring the public out through all this.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna come out. It's gonna come out. It's just like, yes, as you know, in the same way, in the same way that the band just came out, just from, like, you know, getting together a bunch of times, just jamming around. You know, it's gonna come out somehow.
Yeah, it's I mean, this is literally, I don't know about you guys, but this is the first time I've kind of, in some official setting, made this kind of music. So it's I think it'll take, you know, a short amount of time to fully get used to it, but we, you know, we're used to doing it together. We just have to get used to doing it in public now. And, I mean, I'm a bucket of nerves right now. I haven't been that way in a performance in a long time.
I'm sure that the foray of eggs and tomatoes that are going to be coming your way will, you know, take
Well, that would relieve me a little bit.
Yeah, having to dodge that.
At least I'll have some answer about how that all was.
Make your own salad afterwards. No, I'm just teasing.
Some honest answer.
Yeah, it was fun.
I'm getting
thumbs
up back here. But,
yeah. Yeah,
he's a fan. He doesn't count. No, just kidding.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
My first fan. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So you should have,
he's
like,
people have
been calling up. They want to know a little bit about, like, you know, where can they get your music? Which, of course, you don't have an answer to. But I thought I would ask
anyway.
So I don't sound as disturbed.
It will come
right
out.
No, it'll be available soon.
Yeah, totally.
And probably some post ups on the internet at the Surface 10 website, and then. Fateless website, and we'll probably start our own website for the band as soon as we figure out what name it is. But we're sending out emails. You could always email Pat to find out more information about us, and
I'll give that at the end of the hour. I'm sure you see yourselves evolving and kind of settling in a particular groove that you want to do too.
Yeah, definitely. We get a little more used to our identity.
Yeah, we're getting, like, more organized, you know, more experimental, but a little bit, like, cleaning up.
More structured at the same time, if you can kind of understand that.
Mostly, like, just trying to pull out interesting sounds. That's probably the main goal of the band, is, you know, just, like, create texture and sound and see how they work together. And, you know, luckily we kind of like, it seems that we work together really well, you know, between different instruments. So we kind of like share things really in an honest way so far. So there is no killing over each other.
You guys are too mellow for that anyway. I wouldn't think you would.
Too mellow to keel over.
So anyway, you do have plans to have an official release and CD, and
and we plan to play around town very soon, and, and you know, of course, we'll keep people as posted as we possibly can on that type of activity.
Well,
you'll be the first to know.
Well, stick with the Strato Ensemble because
you like it.
Everybody's changing their names. You gave me a CD from a guy from Germany who I announced as Robert Cook.
Robert Koch. He's a Koch, friend of mine from Berlin.
Now he calls himself the Tape. And see, everybody's big on changing their names all the time.
These aliases.
Yeah.
I just remember the first time I, when I got signed to my first label, it was like Brian Prayer, the head of Cleopatra Records. He's like, okay, so what are you going to call yourself? I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, you can't go under your real name. I mean, it's just not in for electronic music. It's not in style. Nobody's doing that. I'm like, okay. So I picked my favorite number and the name of my old band, Surfaces. And I went Surface 10, and you know, there was no thought in coming up with this alias, but I had to do it, you know, to be on this label.
Yeah.
And I'd like to think that, you know, the mentality has matured a little bit so that, you know, it's not mandatory that you go under an alias, but people are still doing it.
Yeah.
And they like to, like, do as many projects as possible, so of course they can't go under the same name for all these, you know, alleged variety.
That's the thing now, is all these
dimensions that they experiment in, you know.
Trying, you know, when I play something, I would at least want to know who it is, and it takes a lot of research to find out who's who on some of these compilations.
Yeah. I think we're going to just come out officially with the we are going to be the official Strato Ensemble.
It has a ring to it.
We're going to underline the word official.
The kitchen likes it.
We'll pick three words. One Italian, one English, and one Japanese. Nobody will have anything
That's
there.
Actually not a bad idea.
That's a good
idea. I'll think about that.
Like,
first official what? First official.
I don't know. That's just this kind of idea.
We could research that a little bit.
We should
like
have a tote in Italian and a tote in Japanese.
That's
now.
Right.
Yeah, pick like maybe three different obscene words. Well, English you can't play it here though.
You're right.
Huh? Yeah. Well, I just wish I had that list of me. One time I just made a list of all these band names that would be so cool to have. They're totally controversial.
Why don't you read them off right now?
Don't have them here with me.
Bummer.
Yeah, it's too bad. But you know, some would be perfect for you. They'd be definitely eye catching.
It would definitely be entertaining if just read it off to people. Some of those names, I remember them.
Well, somebody wanted to come in and mix some music, and she didn't have a name for herself, so I started throwing out these names. She goes, are you like on L or something? And I said, no.
No. They're just anyway. Band names, man.
Yeah. It's just funny where the people pick up some of these names, too. But so, anyway, you will be playing live sometime soon, within, like, the next month?
Probably the next month, I would assume, yeah.
Check for the next rave around town. Probably.
No.
Okay.
Our focus is Highland Grounds and the Temple Bar, but for all we know, we could end up at Starbucks.
Starbucks.
Starbucks is cool.
Yeah. Save a lobster latte.
Well, it's a transitional zone.
And we're going to, like, broadcast, like, to the internet.
Now, that's a perfect name for your band, Lobster Latte. Perfect name. Nobody's using it, you know. Yeah, or I don't know, Concrete Frappuccino or something.
Concrete Frappuccino.
Get some more clanging sounds in there.
Now we have the espresso.
Industrial edge.
Espresso.
Espresso. Yeah.
Industrial espresso.
Well.
And Lobster on the Rocks.
We should put this one to bed because it is kind of rambling on here.
Yes.
And, I don't even know what I'm going to play to end things with tonight, but
make it good.
Nice jacket.
Yeah, aren't they? In fact, this is Liquid Sound Volume 2. These guys did a show in Germany.
Oh.
It was 36 hours continuous of music, and it was in an indoor arena with pools in it. And they just went no breaks, one band to the next. And you could swim and, you know, get your Mai Tais German style, I guess, and listen to all these different musicians playing from like.
Hey, they'd love that on the Molotov cocktail hour.
Yeah.
Well, no, it wasn't. We're not talking tiki music, but you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
A funny story about that. Actually, I had an album that my mom had, and I left it here by mistake. Lyman Gandy. I used to tease people by playing that.
The organ player.
Yeah, anyway, I left it here by accident, and the Molotov cocktail folks found it, and they started putting it in regular rotation.
Hello.
Anyway, guys, thanks for coming up, and we're going to continue things and close out and give Mike a chance to get set up here.